Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, October 12th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning, talking about trust this morning. We're going to spend the next several hours just breaking down some ideas about trust, having a conversation, maybe a deep thought or two. Verse for the day is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and it says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Y'all, that's so true in life. If we take heed to that verse and we trust in that, oddly enough, the Lord will make our path straight. And we're going to talk about that this morning. It's another beautiful day out there. Glad you're listening. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy the music, and we'll be back here on the other side on Sunday morning. Back in with you this morning. We're talking about trust. Read from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 earlier, about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not your own understanding. I think that's important. So many times today, we trust in ourselves a little too much. But I had an opportunity this week to speak to a local high school football team, Chelsea High School Football. Shout out to the Hornets. And it was really cool because in getting ready to talk to the team, the word trust was part of what we talked about. So I figured I'd echo that same conversation this morning and talking about three levels of trust. I think to be successful, there's three different things you have to trust, and these are in order from least to most significant, and or the least important to the most important. So hear me out here, but talking about trust, I think number one, we have to trust yourself. I think we have to trust ourselves. And I'm not saying trust in yourself, but trust yourself. And I think there's a difference. Trusting in yourself means I'm God. I can make all the decisions. I got it all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying trust yourself. And what I mean by that is be disciplined, right? Be not arrogant, but be disciplined and prepare. And if you have good preparation, you can trust yourself because you know you've put yourself with good work ethic and training that when that situation arises, you're going to be ready to go, whether it's a bad day or you're tired or you don't feel good or whatever it is. But because you have prepared, you can have that trust about yourself. Again, not trust in yourself, but trust about yourself. And I think preparation is the key because you know the work's been done, and that builds discipline, right? And the most disciplined people are usually the most successful people. Brought out the analogy of Jerry Rice, and Jerry Rice was one of the greatest. When I think of greatest receivers in the NFL of all time, I think of Jerry Rice from the San Francisco 49ers. And Jerry Rice was the first NFL football player that I'm aware of that really began to do heavy-duty off-season training. And he worked harder in the off-season than he did in the regular season. He would run mountains, and he would pull sleds and do all these things. You go, man, he's crazy. What is he doing? He's killing himself. But he wanted to be so prepared that he knew even if he didn't feel like it, his body would take over. And he was one of a kind. And a couple things about Jerry Rice, he was very coachable, and he knew that he could always get better. He only took 2 weeks off a year. Right after the end of the football season, whether it was the playoffs or the Super Bowl, he would take 2 weeks off a year, and it drove him crazy because he liked to work. And he would make himself take those 2 weeks off, but that was it. And when he was at practice, even in the snaps that he wasn't getting the passes thrown to him, he still ran every single sprint to the end zone on every single play. And he didn't let up because he knew he wanted his body to be trained and ready to go in a game situation. And there's also the most importantly, I thought this was really cool, but he also said this, his mentality was this: a day off is a day lost. A day off is a day lost when it comes to that preparation and that getting better and whatever it is that you're doing. And that mindset that Jerry Rice had made him one of the greatest. And that's my question to us this morning. What's our mindset? You know, do we take a day off? Do we take 2 days off, 3 days off? I mean, we can get away with it, but you're not getting any better, right? And if you have competition, whether it be your job or your sports team or whatever, your competition's getting better and you're not. So it's almost like losing 2 days when you take a day off. But what's your mentality? You know, what is it? What do you want to be known for? Are you coachable? Do you trust yourself to the point that you have those disciplines built into your life? Or do you need a little work on that? I probably need a little work on that myself. But again, not trusting in yourself, but trusting yourself because you have done the the work, you've prepared, and you know that you have what it takes to do the job. Not arrogance, just trusting yourself. So I think that's the most, you know, the number one, that's the first thing we've talked about this morning. When it comes to trust in general, I think there's three things that we have to trust in to be successful. Number one is trusting yourself. And we're going to come back here in just a few minutes on the other side, and we'll talk about the second and the third. And I think you'll like where I'm going with this. But glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great morning, and we'll be back here in just a few on Sunday morning. Shaw Gage back with you on Sunday morning. Last segment, we were talking about trust. We were talking about trusting yourself. I think there's three key areas of life that we need to have trust in to be successful. The first one we talked about last segment is trusting yourself. Again, not to trust in yourself as God is, you know, the decision maker and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying trust yourself through discipline like we talked about. The second thing I think it's important to trust in is your teammates, your coworkers, your football teammates, your family, your circle of friends, whoever your group is, whoever your tribe is, whoever your team is. I think you have to have trust in those people. And this past week, I'm kind of using this in conjunction with a conversation I had with the local high school football team, Chelsea Hornets, and was talking more in lines of football, but I'll share it like this. You have to trust your teammates and your coaches, right? And I think that's what makes good teams great, because you don't have to worry about that job over there. Bob's got it done. And you don't have to worry about who's calling the plays, because my head coach has got that covered. And I don't have to worry if the water's going to be in the water bucket, because the managers and the equipment people have that covered. We have to trust each other. If I do my preparation and I take care of it, I've got to trust that my brother or my sister or whoever that may be is going to take care of their job as well. And it's a lot like the body of Christ, right? The pinky toe is different from the elbow, is different from the right ear, is different from the bicep. I mean, every body part has a different function. And it's the same thing on a team or a work team or a family unit or a group of friends. Everybody's got their gifts and everybody's got their strengths. So we have to trust each other, and we have to let them know, hey, I'm going to let you do your job, but you've got to let me do mine. And when we work together with that mentality and that synergy, if you will, we can become really successful as a team. And we go from being a good team to a great team, if that makes sense. So how do we do that? You know, I think we've got to have relationships. I think we've got to be able to go to each other and have conversations. Sometimes they're hard conversations. Sometimes they're easy conversations. But when you're all rowing in the same direction, you're rowing the boat in the same direction, it makes it easier to have those conversations. But do it face-to-face. And I think one thing that we can all do a little bit better job of is putting the phone down, putting our electronics down, putting those distractions down, and going and having a conversation with somebody and saying, hey, you've got your job, I've got my job, we need to meet in the middle, and we need to make sure that we're covered on this. And again, this is not only a sports team, but this is also a work team. This is a family team. This is whatever team or tribe that you belong to. I think it's important that we have to trust our teammates. And when we do that, it just makes everything go so much smoother. Now, look, you're going to have the bossy people, and you're going to have the not bossy people who complain about the bossy people. And not bossy people, we got to let the bossy people be bossy. Not all the time, but we got to let them have their freedom, and they got to be able to boss a little bit. And you just got to let them express themselves, and that's the way God created them. Bossy people, you have to treat non-bossy people with respect. And you can be bossy a little bit, but don't do it all the time. Do it one time and then get out of the way and let the non-bossy people do what they do. And when that happens, you begin to have harmony, you begin to have unity, and you begin to work together to accomplish great things. Because guess what? Now there's no agenda. Everybody knows their roles, and everybody knows what to do. So are you bossy or are you not bossy? I don't know where you fit in. I'm probably a little bit of both, but work on it a little bit. I challenge you. See where you can make some improvements. Pray about it. Ask God to reveal, you know, ways you can get better. Again, that's what this is all about, getting better each and every week and celebrating who God created you to be. So be a part of a team and help make your team better. Encourage one another, and I think that's so important. So thankful for you this morning. Glad you're hanging out with us. We're going to take a break right now, but we're going to be back on the other side on Mix Sunday Morning. Okay, so we've talked about the first two things about trust. First two things we've got to trust in, I think, to be a successful person or a successful team, whatever it may be. number one, you got to trust yourself, not trust in yourself, but trust yourself. Secondly, we've got to trust our teammates, our workmates, our classmates, whatever it is, our whoever we're in a project with, or our family unit, or our group of friends. We got to trust each other and trust that we're all going to do our job, and we got to make sure that happens. Thirdly, and I think the most important and significant in all this, is we have to trust the Lord. Our verse this morning is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Y'all, it says it all right there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And when we do that, everything else lines up. It's so cool how that works. And it's not what we want to do, but I'm just telling you, in my life, when I've put the Lord first and I've trusted in Him, He has blown my mind in ways I never dreamed possible. He's never going to let you down. You know, trust is an interesting thing, because if you put your trust in other people and other things and even in yourself, you're going to get let down eventually every single time. I'm going to let myself down. My friends are going to let me down. My family's going to let me down. My coworkers are going to let me down. And vice versa, I'm going to let all those same people down on my side too. So I'm not above it. But the one that will never, ever let you down is God. And I don't know why sometimes I can't get that through my thick skull, but I can't. Sometimes I got to say, well, no, it's about me, and I got this, and I'm going to take care of it. But I need to do a better job of trusting the Lord with all of my heart, not just the parts that I struggle with, but the parts that He wants as well. He wants all of us, right? And it says, lean not on your understanding, because you know what? We're not going to understand the way He's doing it, and we're not going to understand the path that He takes us on, but it's going to be a blessed path, and it's going to be a path that only He could have created, because He loves you so much, and He loves me so much. So whatever it is, you know, job loss, cancer, life, you know, things come at you. And if I'm trusting in myself, man, I know why people are down. I know why people are hurting. I know why they're just scratching their heads going, I don't have anywhere to turn. I don't know where to go, because I've been trusting in myself. But when you trust in the Lord and you just lean into Him and say, yes, God, I'm in, I trust you, it's amazing the opportunities that He gives you. That's the only reason I'm sitting in this chair today and having this conversation on air with you, is because I trusted the Lord with my situation. And I said, God, okay, I'm going to go back to school in my mid-30s and become a teacher. Yes, I'm in. Where do you want me to go? And I went, and He blessed it. 3 months into my first year of teaching in my mid-30s, I was 13 years ago coming up at the end of this month. I had a car wreck, found cancer. Okay, God, yes, I'm in. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And He blessed that opportunity. Had a chance to move back to my home state of Alabama 9 years ago. Okay, God, I'm in. Yes, where do you want me to go? He's blessed this opportunity. Been on the radio for almost a year now doing this with you guys. And, you know, you guys apparently are liking it. I'm enjoying it. I hope it's encouraging. And I hope, most importantly, God is glorified through this, because it's all Him. It is not me. And the times that I get that right in life, man, I'm blessed. But the times I get it wrong and I think it's all about Shaw and what I'm about and what my agenda is, that's when it gets messy, and that's when we get screwed up, to be quite honest with you. So again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's the third most important, it's the most important thing we have to trust in, but it's the third one we're talking about. And I went in order from least to most significant, or from least important to most important, because your relationship with the Lord is what it's all about. And if you don't have that, get to know Him and just ask Him. Just ask Him right now, wherever you are, in your car, in your living room, at your office, on the bus, wherever it may be. But just say, God, are you real? I want to know who you are, and I want to trust you. And just show me what I need to do and where I need to go. Have a conversation with somebody that you know goes to church. Go to church. Reach out to a local pastor or a chaplain or somebody that you may know, or somebody at work that just looks like they have a brighter smile than everybody else. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a good chance that that person knows Jesus, and they can help you get to know Him even more. So again, trust yourself, trust your teammates, and most importantly, trust the Lord. We're going to wrap that all, bring all that together in the next segment. I'm so glad you're listening. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope it's an encouragement to you. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You know, in prepping for this week's show, I was just kind of thinking about trust and just, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time talking about trust. And I think it's so important. I think it's so vital, not only in your relationship with the Lord. That's what it's all about, is trusting in the Lord for your salvation and just trusting Him out of obedience. And it's never let me down. It's never made me a miserable person. It's never made me a bad person. It's usually always leads to good things and blessings. And you know, I think when we talk about this, again, as I was had an opportunity to speak to a local football team this week and give them an encouraging speech, it was all about trust. And I wrote all this out, and I said, I believe there's three things that are vital to a really good or a successful person or a successful organization. I think, number one, you have to trust yourself. Again, not in yourself, but just trust yourself that you are prepared and that you've done the work and you've got the discipline to be able to do the job right. And I think if we all do that, then we can come together and we've got to trust the team or the group or the neighborhood or the work organization or whatever it may be. We got to trust each other and we got to hold each other accountable, but we also have to trust that we're going to do the job. Because guess what? If I've done number one and I've trusted myself and I've done the disciplines and everybody on that team or that group or that organization has done exactly that, then we should be able to trust our teammates and we should be able to trust our group that they're going to do their job. And as I said earlier, that's what leads good teams to be great teams, whatever walk of life you're in or whatever kind of team it may be. And then third and most importantly, we have to trust the Lord. And we use Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it's right there, right in front of us. And when we do that, y'all, everything else just seems to fall into place. He's never going to let you down. I'm going to let myself down. My friends are going to let me down. My coworkers, we talked about that earlier. I think everybody's eventually going to let you down. There's only one that won't, and that's God. And it may not be exactly the way you thought it was going to be. The story may not unfold. The path, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, the path is straight. It may not be straight the way you thought it was going to be straight, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to go straight to your heart, and it's going to be the coolest thing that you've ever experienced. I've been through job loss. I've been through cancer diagnosis. I would not wish those things on my worst enemy. But I guess what? I would not go back and do it any different because I learned so much about myself, who I am, and more importantly, who I'm not. And I learned to prepare. I learned to trust, and I learned to trust the Lord and said, it's out of my control. I'm trusting you, Lord. Yes, I'm in. And it was just another opportunity, another couple of planks added onto the platform for me to say, okay, God, I'm in. I get it. I'm trusting you with this. And he keeps coming back and he keeps telling me that he loves me. And he keeps telling me that there's a reason that this is happening. And there's a reason that I was led to this situation or this place in life. And I think when we have that approach, I think when we have that heart set or that heartitude, y'all, it changes things. It changes us from the inside out, and it changes lives. It changes our friends. It changes our communities. It changes our families. It changes everything that we come into contact because we have that positive heart set or that heartitude, as I like to call it. But again, I think it's just important we talk about that. Trust yourself. Trust that you've done your job. Trust that you've developed those disciplines. Trust your teammates. Trust each other because that's all you've got in this life on this earth. And then most importantly, trust the Lord. Trust that he's got your best interest in heart, and he does because he just wants a relationship with you, and he wants you to spend eternity with him. So don't stop. Don't delay. Give it to him today. If you're struggling, if you got something going on, just say, God, help me. I need your help. I'm trusting you with this situation, and watch and see what he does. You'll be amazed. Trust me. The second half of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is, I guess, 3, 6, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Y'all, when you submit your ways, that's hard to do. That's something I'm working on. God's laid that on my heart. Again, I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm not trying anybody listening to this how to live their life. I'm just sharing with you what God's laid on my heart and what he's refining in me. And that's something he's highlighted in my life this week is, you know, submitting to him everything, not just the stuff I struggle with, not just the stuff that's everybody else can see, but with everything. And I think when we do that, it's hard not to make your path straight because you're trusting him, and then I think you're in the will of the Lord. And, you know, again, it's not always easy, it's not always fun, and it's not always glamorous, but at the end of the day, it is blessed. And I can say in my darkest of darks and my hardest of hard times, as I was up at Vanderbilt Hospital going through really some tough stuff with all my cancer, it just – you realize, hey, what it's all about. And you get that perspective of, hey, it's not about me, it's about him, and it's about serving the kingdom, and it's about impacting others and letting people know that Jesus loves them. So that's why I believe I'm here today. If you can hear my voice, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And I want you to know whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. But you just got to trust him. You got to give it to him. And sometimes you just have to say it out loud. God, I've got this going on in my life. I've got a health diagnosis I don't know that I'm ever going to get through. Or God, I've got a marriage that is crumbling and I don't know where to go. Or God, I've got a job that I'm scared to death I'm about to lose it, or I'm miserable, or whatever it may be. Or God, I'm facing this class at school that I really don't want to take. Or I've got this bully situation in life, or whatever it is. We've all got our issues. We've all got our struggles. But I think we've got to come together and we've got to trust the Lord. But we've also got to come together and we've got to encourage one another. And if you don't know that, I want you to know that this morning, that Jesus loves you and he's got a plan for your life. But all you got to do is trust in him and he'll reveal that plan. It's a straight path. Now, which way that path goes, I can't tell you. And you probably can't guess it for yourself. But when you trust him, he will make it straight. I know these verses to be true because I've lived it in my life. I don't get it right all the time. But when I do get it right, man, I stand on the other side and go, wow. Look where he brought me. Look where he brought me. And make no mistake about it. It is all him. It is not me. Shaw has very little to do with it. All I'm doing is moving my mouth and saying, yes, Lord, where do you want me to go? It doesn't make me any better than anybody. It doesn't make me more important than anybody. It's just my gift of encouragement to you to say, hey, go try it for yourself and see what you think. Try on that pair of shoes and see where it takes you, because you know what? It'll take you some pretty cool places. And, man, it's a fun ride. It's a wild ride, but it's an unforgettable ride. So talk to him today. Tell him you want to know him more. Tell him you love him. Say, God, help me. Help me understand who you are and what your plan is for my life. And, man, watch out, because he's gonna have fun with you, and you're going to have fun with him, and it's going to be amazing to see what happens. So praying for you out there this morning. Just keep on keeping on, and remember, at the end of the day, Jesus loves you, so keep on smiling. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's what we've been talking about this morning. So glad you've been a part of it. Hope you've gotten some encouragement out of it. Again, trust yourself. Trust your teammates. Most importantly, trust the Lord. Because when you trust the Lord, everything else will take care of itself. Again, everything else in life is eventually going to let you down. But he will not. I promise you, he will not. And, you know, the times in life when I've gotten that right, and it's been such a blessing, just as the scripture says right there. But when I try to take control, when I try to be in charge, it usually backfires, and it's usually not good. You know, it's an encouragement this week to trust. To trust the Lord, to trust your teammates, and to trust yourself. And I think it's in that order. You trust the Lord, and he's going to blow your mind. And then when you trust your teammates, you're going to go from a good to a great team. And when you trust yourself, again, not trusting in yourself, but trusting yourself because you've done the work, you've done the discipline, and you know that you're prepared, I think life can be great for you. And I think you become a very successful person. If you have those three building blocks in life of trust, I think you can go places and you can do very well. And people will look towards you. You know, I mean, you're already going to be a different person because you've got the salt and you've got the light. And what do you do with that? But when people trust you, it makes all the difference in the world. And when you have your trust in the Lord, it just blows everything else out of this world, so to speak. Trust him today. If you don't trust him with something or anything, just try it and see what happens. Just put your toe in the water and see what you think. And I'm telling you, you will be blessed for it. It took me a few years to get there. I was in my early 20s before I finally realized, hey, that is real. That faith is real. That trust is real. And the older I've gotten, the more I realize, you know, I need to do more of it. And when I do more of it, I'm blessed more of it and or more because of that. And so anyway, that's my encouragement to you this week. I hope you have a great week. I can't believe we're already to the end of another show here, but so much fun hanging out with you guys. Encourage my good friend Howard up in Tennessee to go grab your cup of coffee, and we'll catch you back here next week on Sunday morning with Shaw Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.